The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
We are entering another very sad stage, a very sad time. Not quite sure how to phrase it. We are headed for some very sad times here in America. Let me explain what I mean by that. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. For over a year now, our country has been plagued with almost indescribable violence. We have the shootings that are becoming, if not a daily occurrence, certainly a weekly occurrence over the last 2 weeks. Mass shootings have become almost a daily occurrence. Sadly. Texas, North Carolina, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Oregon, just almost daily. We have the mass shootings. We have the gun violence, gang violence in most of our, and I hate to say it, but if I'm going to be truthful, I've got to say it, in our cities controlled by the liberal left. Almost every major city in America controlled by the liberal left, we are seeing incredible violence, including Columbus, Ohio. We are headed for an historic year of murder and mayhem right here in central Ohio. We are headed in that direction. I hope, I pray that it turns around. I hope, I pray that it stops. But right now, we are headed for a historic year. You got Chicago, Los Angeles, you got Seattle, you got Portland, you've got New York. So we've got that. Then we have the riots. The riots that have been occurring almost continually in Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles. And I'm almost continually for a year, particularly Seattle and Portland. And now we have the Chauvin trial. Closing arguments are being offered now as we speak. It is possible that the trial could be given to the jury by the end of today. Certainly if not by the end of today, tomorrow. The defense has given their closing statements right now as we speak. Jerry Blackwell, special prosecutor, is giving the prosecution's rebuttal to the defense closing statement. And the foregone conclusion is, by many, if not most, America's going to burn. That is the conclusion by most people. America is going to burn when the verdict is announced. If he is found guilty, it will not satisfy those who simply want revenge. And here's the saddest part of this whole thing. There's a world of difference between wanting justice, and we all should want justice. There is a world of difference between wanting justice and wanting revenge. It is fine to want justice. And in fact, in this trial in Minneapolis, I want justice. And I want it to be done according to the laws of our country. This former police officer is being tried by a jury of his peers. 45 witnesses have been called, experts on both sides. The prosecution has laid out their best case. The defense has laid out their best case. And I have not watched as much of the trial as I would like. But from what I have seen, there is doubt as to whether the police officer was solely responsible for the death of this man who should not have died, George Floyd, he should not have died. But there is reasonable doubt. There is indisputable evidence that he had a lethal dose of drugs in his system when he died. Lethal. He had enough drugs in his body to kill most people. That is a fact. It is also a fact that he had heart disease. It is also a fact that he had other health issues as well. It is a fact that he was clearly emotionally, intellectually, and mentally under the control of this lethal amount of drugs that were in his system. Now, should the police officer have put his knee on his neck for 9.5 minutes? I don't think there's any question about there. No, he should not. The question is, did that cause his death? And that's the ultimate point. And there's reasonable doubt. So the jurors will begin deliberating probably today. It's possible that the closing arguments could carry over to tomorrow, but it's unlikely. It looks like it will be given to the jury today. And since this is murder, it's only going to take one juror to say, no, I have reasonable doubt. I cannot be convinced that the police officer solely was responsible for the death of George Floyd. It will only take one juror. And if that, even one juror, it will be a hung jury. Now, what does a hung jury mean? Well, the prosecution has to determine whether they're going to try the case again. It's almost a foregone conclusion that yes, and then we will have another trial, and then we will have months and months and months and another trial, and then we will have more riots. But here's the sad part. A young man who struggled with his faith, struggled with his family, struggled with drugs. And from all that we have heard, George Floyd made a valiant attempt to battle the drugs. He tried. He made a valiant attempt to battle the drugs. He did not want to be a drug addict. He did not want that. Family members have testified to that. His girlfriend has testified to that. He was trying. Sad fact is, he was losing that battle. And on the day of his death, he had an enormous amount of drugs in his system, enough to kill him. Has it been proven absolutely that had the officer not put his knee on his neck, that George Floyd would have died anyway? No. No, we don't know that. And we will never know that. But the fact, here's the saddest, sadder than the death of George Floyd, is the fact that countless thousands of people have already made up their minds as to what the verdict should be. And to be really honest, for hundreds of thousands of people, the facts don't matter. They don't matter. It's emotion, it's hysteria. This is what the left has ginned up. And if it is a hung jury or if he is acquitted, America is going to burn. Because people have already made up their mind, because sadly, many people do not want justice. They simply want revenge. All right, I am way over for a break. I got to take a break. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I've got quite a bit more that I would like to say to try to put some balance and reason and logic and biblical principle into this discussion. But I'd love to hear from you as well. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The world is watching the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis. The tragic, unfortunate death of George Floyd. And a jury will determine whether he is guilty of murder or not. Many, 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 many people have already determined what the verdict should be. That's wrong, folks. I don't care who you are. I don't care the color of your skin. If you have already determined his guilt or his innocence, you, my friend, have a problem. You do. And if you have already determined, then I would suggest you really don't care about justice. And that's the problem. While people are crying and screaming for justice, in reality, they just want revenge. Headline from today's Columbus Dispatch. Mayor leaders call for peace as verdict watch begins in Chauvin trial. Mayor Andrew Ginter is expected to speak with city leaders at a press conference this afternoon because they are anticipating riots here in Columbus if the verdict is not guilty. They're already anticipating riots here if the verdict is not guilty. I got an email today from Vote Common Good. Yeah, Vote Common Good, that's a part of the Sojourners. The social justice people that are always talking about love and peace and brotherhood and we got to live in unity. Yeah, these are the people that constantly talk about love. Listen to this email that I got today from Vote Common Good. I got it today. Bob, last night we invited you to pray with us that justice will roll down. You'll notice the social justice people know about four verses of scripture out of the entire Bible. Out of thousands and thousands and thousands of verses, they know about four verses out of the entire Bible, and they quote them all the time. Last night we invited you to pray with us that justice will roll down. And today that prayer begins. Will you join us at noon? Blah, 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 blah. This week, the jury will begin to deliberate in the case of Derek Chauvin. Listen carefully. I quote, "They have seen all of the evidence. They have heard from witnesses who spoke to the cruelty of Chauvin's actions, and they have had time to consider for themselves the murder which they're responsible for adjudicating." Here is Vote Common Good, social justice, Christians. They have already determined Chauvin is guilty of murder. They've already made up their mind, and they are publishing it. Now, here's the problem. They only want justice if it is their definition of justice. Now, let me make it absolutely clear. Derek Chauvin may be found guilty. In fact, I think he probably will be. But that is up to the jury. That's the way our system works. They go on. Now it is time for them to make a decision. Each day, now it is time for them to make a decision. They're almost admitting they've already made their decision. Each day they are deliberating, we will stand alongside them and pray for wisdom and for justice. We will pray that justice rolls down. In other words, we are praying he will be found guilty because we want revenge. This is not biblical. This is not scriptural. This is not Christian. And it's not even American. Let the jury do their job. And when the verdict is reached, accept it. Remember O.J.? Oh, I do. I remember O.J. really well. The attention of the nation, daily. You know, Martha Clark and all the others. And then O.J. Simpson was found not guilty. If I remember the statistics, it was like 80% of Americans absolutely believed that he was guilty. I mean, the percentage was incredibly high. I thought he was guilty. After all of the evidence. But we didn't have riots. And I certainly didn't go out on the street yelling and screaming and shouting that justice wasn't done. He was tried. The jury deliberated. They found him innocent. They found him not guilty. And folks, listen. I am not perfect. Don't pretend to be. But I remember very well my attitude was, well, I think he's guilty, but he has been found not guilty. And I'm going to let God take care of him. I'm going to let God take care of him. All right. We'll be back.